Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Hey, everybody's got a story. It's story time. We'll start with Kevin. What do you have today, Kevin?
A list of the largest fast food restaurants in the world. Number one, what would your guess be?
Like square feet, biggest?
No, or? No. The most amount of chains.
McDonald's.
The most locations in the
McDonald's,
world.
McDonald's, yeah. I would think.
McDonald's. Yeah. McDonald's is second.
Wow.
Number one is an ice cream and tea shop. There's 45,000 locations. M-I-X-U-E is the name of this spot. It's based in China, but it's the largest fast food restaurant in the world in terms of locations. It's pronounced Mi Shu A. I probably butchered it, but that's the pronunciation guide on their website. They are thinking about maybe coming to the U.S. They do smoothies and ice creams and the bubble tea with the tapioca, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But apparently it's insanely popular in China, 45,000 locations. McDonald's is second, followed by Starbucks. Almost all of these are in the U.S. Starbucks third, Subway fourth, KFC fifth with just over 30,000 locations. Domino's is six in the U.S. as well. But they have a ton of locations, and they say they're potentially looking into opening in Europe and maybe even the U.S. at some point. And we have spots like this, and that's what they said in this report here, that, you know, bigger markets. Those bubble – I've never been into the bubble tea stuff with the tapioca. You guys
the
know what I'm talking about?
It.
Boba?
Kids love it.
Yeah, is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Well, anyways, they're thinking about it. So maybe someday we'll see Mi Shu Ye in the U.S. But it is currently the largest fast food restaurant by number of locations in the world, and it's all in China. 45,000 locations.
What's your story, Lauren?
Well, I came across something very interesting. You know how sometimes certain people are not allowed to go to certain places, and then there's a big argument over discrimination and things like that? A London comedy club has announced that they will be banning audience members with Botox injections.
Well, good luck figuring that out.
Well, apparently it's not hard to figure out, because they kept getting complaints from performers that they had unresponsive faces in the crowd because of so many people that had Botox injections. So this guy owns two comedy clubs. It's going to be enforced at two at both of them. And like in his news release, he said, quote, "I've had numerous complaints from performers who find it increasingly challenging to gauge audience engagement and bounce off their reactions. Comedy thrives on connection, and facial expressions play a huge part. We want people to laugh, cry, frown, sneer, but frozen faces from Botox impact the entire atmosphere." So the way that they're going to police this is having expression checks at the front door. I would love to see, like, how do you check that? Maybe you're just not funny.
yeah, absolutely. I will tell you, I watched American Idol last night. My gosh, there were a couple people on there who were absolutely amazing, but Carrie Underwood's face did not move. I mean, look, I love her. I've done live shows in Chicago with her, but last night I was like, that forehead will not move for anything. And it's so prevalent, it's hard to tell who has it and who doesn't unless they have a lot of it.
I can't imagine someone's not gonna try and fight this, but I guess it's also a private business, so I don't know. It'll be interesting to see.
Gabe is filling in for Mary. What do you have for us, Gabe?
So who's ever heard of the Pie House in Deerfield?
Everybody, right?
So apparently somebody paid $350,000 for it. Now, I've heard of this before, but this is the first time I've actually seen a picture of it. It literally looks like just a facade of a house. It doesn't even look like anyone can fit in there, but apparently it has two bedrooms, and it doesn't say who bought it, but somebody recently paid $350,000 for this house on a corner that's literally just, it looks like just the front of the house and nothing else. So
yeah,
a lot of money for such a small property.
It's so weird looking, isn't it? It looks like one of those files that you have sitting on your desk. Those file, it's like a rectangle.
This picture that I'm looking at right now, it literally looks like it's just the front door and the front windows and nothing else. But apparently they did squeeze two bedrooms into it, and somebody paid $350,000 for it.
Maybe it's a baker and they can make a pie shop.
Who knows?
And it says that it's on such a small lot. That's probably why they built it like that, because I'm looking at it, and it was built in 2003.
Right.
And they said it's drawn national attention because Jimmy Fallon was talking about it on his show.
Yeah, apparently he made fun of it on The Tonight Show. And looking at it, it's literally just on like this small corner with like other properties behind it. It's awkward, so, but I'm surprised somebody would actually put that kind of money forward for it. But I guess, you know, like Lauren said, they probably want to do something with the property.
Yeah. I see that it previously sold in 2004 for $300,000, $284,000 in 2007, $260,000 in 2020, $295,000 in 2021. Yeah, gosh. So the price has gone up, but...
It's popular, apparently.
It would make me crazy. I could not live in that place. Not at all. God bless somebody for wanting to build a unique house, because that's it.
I say it could probably be a doghouse for rich people. You know, like they put their pets in there and they have like this whole place to themselves. But yeah, I couldn't live in a place like that.
Lawrence News is coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.